This is Savannah, and you're listening to The Mosh Pit.
Thank you. to the Mosh Pit, your home for unsigned punk, rock, and metal artists, where your music goes to be heard.
Hey guys, welcome to the Mosh Pit. I'm your host, Wes Everett, my awesome little co-host,
AJ Green.
And we've got a cool special guest for us today. I'll edit that out in post. We got Miss Savannah Ashby, little Miss Hunter and jewelry maker?
Yes.
And artist.
And artist, for sure.
Yes. I was going to let her intro, you know.
Yes. How are you today?
I'm good, what about you?
Awesome. So, how did you get into hunting and why?
Well, I've been hunting basically my whole life. I grew up hunting with my dad. I'd always seen him bring game home, and, you know, I just always knew that I would be hunting with him eventually whenever I got big enough.
10-4.
That's pretty cool. So what's the biggest thing that you've hunted?
I mostly just stick to hunting deer, but it's kind of hard to get excited about killing turkeys or fishing whenever you bring home big game.
Yeah, I understand that. Have you hunted anywhere outside of Georgia? Have you hunted, like, Montana for the moose or elk? Or?
I have not, but I would like to do that. But the furthest I've hunted was Sapelo Island, which was just off the coast of Savannah, I think.
Okay.
So still pretty local.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Did you get anything when you were there?
No.
No, it was just fun to be there.
What a boring story.
Very miserable.
Yeah. So, I think last year, you were saying you were, like, what was it that you were camping on an island with some dudes and, like...
Yeah, that was Sapelo.
Yeah, that was Sapelo. Uh-huh. That was the Savannah trip, right?
Yep, I was the one girl on the entire island.
And you were, like, overnight and just trying to hunt and catch.
Yeah, 3 nights, I think.
Ay, ay, ay. Uh-huh. Negative Ghost Rider.
Yeah, that was a solid no.
So, what is the biggest deer that you've gotten? Have you gotten any, like...
So I haven't really gotten any trophies or anything. Like, I killed a nice buck last year. It was an 8-point with a good body, but I'm not really that into trophies. I'd rather kill something small and not go home empty-handed.
Yeah. So you make a lot of stuff out of what you kill, of course. Right. Is it more like the Indian way of thinking, using every part of the body, or just to appreciate what you...
Well, a little bit of both. So I don't like anything to go to waste. So I'll use the hides, I'll traditional brain tan them, I'll harvest the sinew and use that to make other crafts or projects. I used it to make a couple arrows the other day. And I have two hides done, and I'm working on a couple more. I'll probably make a jacket out of it.
Cool.
A jacket, you say?
Yes.
Sounds pretty cool.
So, I know you use the bone and everything in your jewelry making.
Mm-hmm.
What's the funnest part of that?
So, the funnest part is just getting everything clean, honestly. Mm-hmm. And kind of... Because, I mean, every deer is shaped a little bit different. So, you don't really know what you get until you finish cleaning all the meat off the bones. And then you finally realize what you have to work with.
Yeah. And then you're like... looking at the shape of the bone, and you're like, well, this one will make a good pair of earrings, and this one will make a good necklace, or...
Mm-hmm. And it's like, you never really get the same thing twice, either.
Right.
Or no piece looks the same.
Right. I think that's my favorite part of art, really.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, nothing ever looks the same.
Right.
What's been your most interesting piece of work that you've done with bones, or any part of the animal?
So, I don't know.
But the arrows, you use just
I use
bones.
The, well, I use sinew and I nap out flint or obsidian for the points.
Okay.
Hmm.
That's pretty neat.
So what's the hardest time you've ever had hunting?
The hardest time I've ever had hunting was probably last year, because... I've killed a lot of deer, but I've never killed anything really substantial. So last year I was focusing that I was going to kill something big that year. And so I had to let a lot of deer walk and watched them walk. And it ate me alive.
Yeah. They know.
Because I can't handle it. But I finally, near the end of the season, around December, I finally killed like a bigger deer than what I had in the past. But yeah. I decided not to do that this right. year.
I'm going to kill everything that walks.
Yeah. 30 minutes with an opening day. I was like, no.
No, not doing
that. That was last year, not this year.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Excuse me.
Probably use my feet. That way no one knows who I am. They're really small.
Yeah.
Pay for all my pedicures.
Right?
Nice.
Some creep would pay every month for it.
Some creep probably would. Yeah. I've got, and I don't know, I've got that Franken toe, so. One toe that's longer than all the other ones. Just a little bit.
You don't know what people are into. There's beauty in everything. The Franken toe, people might like the Franken toe.
And there's weirdos everywhere.
So, my sister calls it the Franken toe, by the way.
Never, a lot of people have that. That's not like Frankenstein. It's not like curled under.
I don't know. It's sisterly, you know.
Stay out of it.
Yeah. That's okay. She's short. She's the same one that got the cops called to her for trying to mow the lawn. I didn't tell you about that? She's so short. Like, she's way shorter than I am. And she was trying to mow the lawn. And every time she would get out there to mow the lawn, the cops would drive by. And she was like, that's weird. And then one day, the cop pulled in her driveway. And he was like, ma'am, can you give me your license? And carted her in the driveway while she was using a push mower. And he was like, people keep reporting that a little girl is trying to mow the lawn too close to the road. Yeah. So she hasn't lived that one down yet.
Yeah, I'm sure someone called the cops on me whenever I picked up that deer last year. I don't think she needs help, but just so you know. Apparently that's illegal, too.
Wait, what happened?
You cannot pick up roadkill. It's illegal.
That's only if nobody sees you.
Oh, they saw. They were real concerned, too.
Aww.
Yeah, we've done it.
Yeah, we've done that.
Not we, personally, but...
Remember when your dad picked up the roadkill and got the horns off of it and gave them to the dog?
Oh, yeah. One of the deer that's actually mounted at my mom's house, it was hit by the Camaro.
Oh.
Yeah.
There's a lot of roadkill around here. But, like, yeah. You gotta get to it fast. Like, you can't just be like, oh, 2 day old deer.
No. Once it gets a little stiff, I'm done.
Yeah. Rigor mortis.
Rigor mortis.
So tell us about that jacket that you're gonna make. That sounds really interesting.
So, for that jacket, I still have to smoke the hides. Mm-hmm. And the longer you smoke them, the darker they get. So I'm going to do it a pretty dark brown. But the goal is to kind of mix tradition with, like, modern.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be a basic layout of, like, a modern motorcycle jacket. But, like, I'll still put the fringe on it or maybe, like, bone accents instead of, like, studs or something like that. So a little blend of the two.
That'd be cool. What are you going to use for the tassels,
I'll just cut the fringe out of the buckskin.
Just do it?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if you'd add anything like the fur or...
I might. I might do like an inner lining that could be removed with fur.
That'd be cool.
That would be cool.
So that way if it's like not so hot or like really cold, I can switch it out.
Leather jackets aren't for keeping you warm. They're just for looking cool.
That one will keep you pretty warm.
Well, I mean... I think that's why those are so expensive. Have you ever, like, priced out that kind of...
No. Yeah. Or the, like, the brain tanning, like, you can't even buy that.
Mm-hmm.
That's, like, a specialty, like, you get into, like, museum replica stuff, and your price range goes, like, up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think those would probably sell for maybe, like, $400 just for, like, one.
Right.
It's like, nah, I'll just kill it, that's fine.
But I'll do it myself. I'll just do it myself.
It was a lot of work.
I was about to say, how do you learn to brain tan?
Billy.
How do you do, like seriously, like how does one be like, oh, I want to make this tan. I want to tan this. And, like, I'm just, oh, let me, there's some brains right here. Let me just.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to continue with that.
No.
That was it, huh?
No, I'm done.
That is all. I'm done.
So do you hunt more traditionally with the bow, or are you a scope?
So I stick mostly with the bow just because I'm sponsored by the store Backwoods Bowstrings. So it's like I shoot for them, and they sell PSE and Expedition, so I'll switch between those two brands. But I shoot for that store, so I stick mostly with the bow just to kind of represent their company and stuff.
That's cool. That's very cool, actually. How many sponsors do you have as far as
that's just the one.
Just the one?
Yeah.
Have you ever been approached by anybody else or reached out to any others?
Other stores have approached me, but, you know, he's been good to me, and I'm pretty loyal to him, so I decided to stay with him.
That's cool.
Yeah. What do you prefer, compound or longbow?
For right now, I definitely prefer a compound just because, I don't know, I like to be successful whenever I go hunting, but if I ever did kill something with a longbow that I made myself, with an arrow I made myself, I would feel much more accomplished. Like, the after feeling would be much better.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hard to go out there knowing, hey, this is going to be a lot harder and you're going to be challenged a lot more with this equipment. Or you can use your easy equipment.
Right. Right. Like, compound is just successful. Like, you know you're going to aim it.
Yeah. It's still hard and it's still bow hunting. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not like, I mean, crossbow is a little easier than that. So, or a gun is even easier than that. So it's not like super cheating, but it is just a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've always felt the same way about crossbows. I just feel like it's kind of cheating, but
yeah.
Like, maybe if the older folks, like my neighbor, he's, 85? He still hunts with a crossbow.
Yeah, well, he doesn't have a choice. He probably can't pull back the compound, yeah.
But, I don't know, I just always love the feel of the compound. And I miss my longbow that I had, but it got old and broke, and, you know, life happens.
Yep, they don't last forever.
No. Take us through the process of when you make your bows.
So, I don't really make them by myself. I still have a lot of help, but,
So, we're back with Savannah Ashby. I have a question. I know you hunt a lot, but does that mean you don't love animals, or do you just, like, super love animals?
Oh, I super love animals. I have a lot.
So, how many pets do you have?
So, I have 2 dogs and 4 cats.
A menagerie. A menagerie. Who's your favorite cat?
I can't pick. But if I had to, it's the little black one. Her name's Grim.
Oh. Grim?
Yeah.
Like the Grim Reaper?
Yeah. She's really sweet.
When I was little, we had a cat and we named it Tacker, short for attacker, because she would hide under the couch and you'd sit down and she'd like attack your Achilles heel like,
She knew what she was doing.
Yeah, she did. She was horrible. Yeah, we have a dog, but he has one eyeball, and it just pulled on his heartstrings, and so...
I sent him to the pound. I don't know what you're talking
about. No, I'm the one that sent him to the pound, and he was like, go get him.
Yeah, that's your dog.
Yeah. But he's like, honestly, the best dog we've ever had. Like, once we got him, he was like, couldn't be happier.
He chose you.
Oh, yeah.
He legitimately did. He was like, okay, this is my new home, these are my new people, and that's my garage.
Yeah, and he's been there ever since.
Mm-hmm.
Unless he's smelling that other dog down the hill.
Yeah, he's a little whore.
Streams. the same.
Saying like he is Houdini. We have tried keeping him in the house. No, we have tried putting him in the fence. No, we've tried a dog run. No, we've tried a harness. No, he gets out of everything. He's like little Houdini.
That's how the husky is. We have a electric fence, and she tests it every day. It's like Jurassic Park. You see her. If the power goes out, it's like put her inside.
Run, run, run. Because
I see her every day. She tests it.
Oh, no. No, no, no.
Does she just walk up to it with her nose, bump it, or does she...
Yeah, she... Well, the collars, like, they'll, like, beep if they get too close, and I'll see her, and she'll go close, and she'll be like, oh, man, it works today. Wow. I'll stay here.
Dang it.
I think my parents tried one of those, and the dogs got smart where, yeah, it beeps at that line, but once they get past that, it's like,
yep.
Oh, wait, I'm free.
Yep.
So all they got to do is brace for that. Okay.
And then she just goes for it.
Yeah, they really did that. Like, no.
Yeah.
I think dogs are too smart for that sometimes.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sparky would be. Sparky would be too smart
for
that.
Oh, my God.
Or, like, any, like, weak spots in the fence. Like, if they don't connect the wires all the way to, like, the house.
Mm-hmm. No. So, I swear to God, our dog is really good at pretending to be dumb. He acts so stupid, and then he does something incredibly smart. And we're like, I'm putting on played. That. You just feel like you've been played by something. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. So, do you model?
I do kind of, mm-hmm. a little bit. It's... So, like, for the bow company that I work for, like, I'll... take pictures and like model like the equipment and stuff like that. So it's not necessarily like a modeling gig. It's me more representing different companies.
Part of your sponsorship from that company,
right.
And
mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Or like a few sportswear companies will contact me on Instagram and stuff like that to model sportswear, but nothing like crazy.
Yeah. You're not like Victoria's Secret or anything.
Right. Nah.
Would
not
you?
Yet.
Would you if you were offered?
Definitely would.
What color would your wings be?
Silver.
Ah. Ah, I never would have pegged you for a silver girl. Mine would be blue.
Blue.
Light blue or dark blue?
Both. Ombre.
One of each.
Yes, one of each.
One of each, yeah. I'd be a lopsided angel. Is there such thing as a lopsided angel?
I guess so.
Now there is.
So what, if you had, what is your all-time favorite extracurricular activity?
So I have a lot of them, but honestly, probably hunting is probably my favorite one, because all the other extracurricular activities, they, like, whenever I start doing, like, art or something like that, like, I really have to pay attention, and I have to focus and do research, or maybe pieces won't fit together the way I want, and it's just, or like some, you pick a craft out that you see on Pinterest and you're like, wow, that wasn't what I thought it was going to be, and now my day is over. Mm-hmm. But hunting, you honestly, you get a lot of quiet time too, just to sit and relax. And then it's also combined with that adrenaline rush whenever you do see something. So that's probably my favorite one, just because it combines a lot of relaxation and then a lot of accomplishment once you actually get something. Or
Did you ever, like, get in your head and you're sitting there and you're just thinking about things and you're like, oh, dang, I miss that deer?
No, I can hear them pretty well.
Yeah, I would miss them. I'd be like, ooh, squirrel. Oh, wait, that was a deer.
Yeah, I used to not be able to see pretty well. So, like, I think, like, my hearing is, like, better. So now I'm like Spider-Man now that I got eye surgery. So, so I can always hear them pretty well.
Yeah. I'm horrible. I target shoot, but I've never gone hunting.
It's a lot different. Shooting that target is easy, but you, whenever you see something walk out in front of you, it's like your heart starts racing, you start shaking, you get scared. Even if it's something small, you could get scared of a raccoon. You're like, oh my gosh, it's here. And I'm like, bro, it's just a squirrel. Like, you need to calm down.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's a whole different feeling.
He wants a pet raccoon.
Oh,
affects the environment, he can stay.
Yeah. I say no.
They're mean.
I say no.
We had an armadillo.
We did have an armadillo, and then Sparky tried to eat its tail off.
I fed a possum for a couple days.
Yeah, no. They're not cute at all.
They are pretty cute if they're the little ones.
The little ones, but then they grow up and they're ugly and evil looking. It's like Satan is crossing the road right now. Aim for it.
Nah.
It's horrible. It's horrible. What can you do? Like, hey, don't look at me that way. They're creepy.
They're not creepy.
They're extremely creepy.
Have you ever seen an armadillo in the face? Those are creepy.
Oh, they're kind of cute. Their faces are. Their underbelly is ugly.
No. Nothing about armadillo is cute.
Or seeing a bear in the face, that's not cool.
No.
That's a no.
No.
You're like, oh yeah, it'll be so cute. And you're like, no, this is what death looks like.
Yeah. What would you do if you were like just chilling, hunting, turned around, and there was a black bear?
Hold real still. Don't do nothing.
You wouldn't shoot it? You wouldn't...
I mean, I would. Like, I was actually in one of those situations where I didn't know if I was going to have to shoot, but usually black bears, they're pretty chill. They don't really care, but they're so curious, you never know. Mm-hmm. And you don't know if it's a young one or if it's a mother protecting a young one. There's so many aspects that you don't know what's going on, and it's a wild animal. It's unpredictable.
Mm-hmm.
So you just have to be ready. Like, my rule is if it starts to climb the tree, that's the end of it. You can put one paw on the tree, and that is all. But if you put two, I'm shooting,
and you're done. Yeah, I don't know if I could...
Or you could always just, pour water on it from your water bottle. Sometimes that'll spook them, and they won't really care too much, but...
Do they run away?
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Sometimes. I don't know if they didn't, though. Two paws, that's the rule.
If they did, he's like, wait, what is that? Come here.
Well, yeah, sometimes they'd be like, oh, that was kind of cool. What is that? And you're like, no.
Hey, look, a nice, refreshing waterfall.
Honey. Ooh.
No, run.
Run.
Jump out of a tree, dump out some deuces. You can have it, Mr. Bear.
What's the most abnormal thing that you've killed?
Well, one of them I can't talk about.
Did you murder someone?
No.
Buried in the backyard.
No, but probably this year there was a spike on the property that I hunt out, mostly my sponsor's property, and it was an abnormally long spike, and it was kind of deformed. It literally looked like I killed a Texas pronghorn. Mm-hmm. And he was like, ah, just get it off the property. And I killed him. I was like, wow, that thing was messed up.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. A lot of times you'll see, like, weird trail cam pictures of, like, the antlers, how they're all deformed. But that was about the most unusual thing.
So I know that you make a lot of jewelry out of bone and everything. Mm-hmm. The first thing that came to mind was the snake backbone earrings that I actually own. And I love them. But, like, what's the process? Like, first of all, I didn't even know snakes had backbones. I mean, obviously they do because they're, like, a creature. But,
yeah.
But, like, I was like, you don't think of a snake and bones.
Yeah.
Like, so I was, like, interested. But they're really beautiful.
Yes, I actually have one of the bracelets on right now.
Yeah. But, what's the process on that? Like,
so, a lot of times I find them, and then, you just clean them off. A lot of times you'll find them pretty decomposed, so you can just kind of pick up the bones and dip them in the bleach and all that, get them clean. But if they're not that decomposed, just boil them for a while and clean off the meat and string them up.
So, okay, a while back I got into, like, acrylic pouring and all that jazz. So I went through a phase where I wanted to, like, acrylic pour on a bunch of skulls. And a friend of mine gave me a deer skull that he had found decomposing in his backyard. And it's like half of the skull. So I was like, okay, how do I clean this? I don't know how to clean this. So I did some research.
Oh, rock side.
And I literally filled a 5-gallon bucket full of hydrogen peroxide and basically left it in there for like 2 hours. And I was like, I don't know if I did that right or not, but whatever. It looked pretty when I pulled it out.
Or Etsy sells them really cheap.
Yeah.
After I went through all that trouble of picking up dead stuff. And I was like, I can buy this for $2 a bag? What have I been doing with my whole life? I've
right?
wasted so much time.
Well, I found a guy from Colorado who sells, like, coyote and raccoon skulls. They're like $15 a piece. They're, you know, fairly cheap.
Yeah.
But he bug cleans his. Like, he has like a silo with a bunch of bugs. He just kind of lets them do the work.
Yeah, I'm pretty good friends with my taxidermist. He usually gives me a lot of the small bones from, because sometimes they'll do like a full mount on like a coyote or have little scraps, and he has to keep his bugs fed throughout whenever it's not deer season. So he'll give me the little scraps from those sometimes too.
Taxidermy would be so fun.
No, negative ghostwriter.
That's the perfect basement to do it in.
What are you, mother?
Mother.
Mother. Bates Motel. Did you watch that crap?
Yeah. I had to. It was creepy.
Yeah.
Oh. No.
Can I see?
Hey guys, Wes with the Mosh Pit. We had a good time sitting in here with Miss Savannah, talking about hunting and all of her fun stuff she does.
I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. We wanted to get a new perspective on something different. So please come back and join us anytime.
Thank you for coming in.